Those of you who have questions, will you raise your hands, please?
Well, my question.
I'll come down the stack. Okay. Wesley. Joe.
How many minutes are left of this 15, Mr. Chair?
Just a moment, please. Ted. Now, do I have the stack correct? Wesley, Joseph, Jerry, Ted.
Hank.
Okay. There's 7 minutes left in this. Well, actually three, according to my, but you said that's an extension so I expect an extension.
Yeah.
But go ahead with the first question, please.
And we'll hate to see Roark go. My question is, when that space was opened up, we had a highly successful show, still is, much supported and loved by the community, Connect the Dots. Okay,
the
wide open spaces took what was an hour and a half show, which deals with a multitude of local issues. Get to the point, can they have their half hour back where they can take callers? That was really the best part of it as far as I was concerned. Thank you.
Okay, I just kind of want to make a comment.
That was a question.
I thought it was more of a rhetorical question.
It's a question.
My answer is, Minister Robert and I have talked about that a lot more, more 5.5 years ago than in this year. But he did kind of like the way he could break himself into three different pieces and have a half an hour for calls, a half an hour to be his ranting self on whatever was of burning interest to him, and then to have a half an hour where Akua could plug in whoever she wanted to assign to him for that particular week. And I think he's adapted fairly well to the one-hour structure. But anything is possible. We don't have a program director, so I can't really offer you that opportunity to discuss it with him or her.
All right. Thank you.
Next.
Okay, you're talking about the opening for work, and I think his suggestion is what occurred to me.
I need an extension.
15 minutes.
Any objections? Hearing none. Go ahead, sir.
I was thinking we have such a huge variety of really great music shows like Spirit Change, Generation, Lonesford Jukebox, Mr. and Mrs. V, Harrison Kumi, Urinary Bluegrass. If you were to just kind of blanket some of these really top music shows that we have, because I think the listeners are expecting music in that slot, and then see which one of them can volunteer and pop in different days, and that way they can sample. They'll be able to give samples of their programs on the weekends or other time spaces during that open slot for a time, so it might actually use that time to help us in the meantime, and then also attract other listeners to their shows that they might not have otherwise. That's just my suggestion. Take it for what it's worth. Thank you.
Sure.
Ned? Jared?
My first question was to Dwayne, was continuing your report, roughly how long was it going to continue before you stopped? Well, I'd like to hear it, unless it's...
You have to bring it forward.
Are you just a couple of minutes more?
That's fine. I'm sure.
You think questions are going to be sufficient for you
sure
to bring that?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Okay, I would wanted to make a suggestion. I think that that we should not have, divide those hours, One show here, one show there. I think there is always an unfair competition between Roark, who's got a standard show, or for that matter, your show in the morning, versus shows that, at 3 o'clock. I mean, I've talked to practically lots of, seems like innumerable numbers of good-hearted liberal people who would be KPFT audience, and they have no idea about the station. They're flipping through their dials, and then one time they hear, let's just say Minister Muhammad, Robertson, they're not interested in him, okay, or they hear some Indian music and they think this is an Indian music, nothing wrong with that. But if you can't, when you've got a set slot, obviously that's going to be a power block. And with regard to, I drive around a lot during noon because I go out to lunch or drive back to my house or whatever. I think that there is a drive time at noon. The traffic picks up dramatically. So I just want to put that out.
All right.
One thing, and one more, I would like to put in a plug, if he is available for Willie's, Alberto Willie's, I think the show is outstanding. I think that if he had a regular time slot, I think you'd find some real money raised.
He's your Rourke replacement. He's your Rourke replacement.
Well, I mean, for 1 hour, there's 3 hours. And maybe 1 hour of music, make it the strongest hour, and then there's another hour. Maybe then you can have your typical on Monday it's this, Tuesday it's that, and nobody except for the cognoscenti and the inside crowd has any
like
idea what's when.
With the general manager programming. Hank?
Well, Mr. General Manager, everybody's got suggestions. Everybody knows how you're supposed to operate the station. Everybody knows where your failures are. I assume they know that you have some good points, too. How often has the LSB in your years ever done fundraisers?
Individual members have done things.
Oh, I mean as a group.
Jim Petty.
I would say never.
Okay, then if not as a group, then I know I and I know Ted have done fundraisers as individuals. Have any others?
She knows.
Nothing jumps out. No. Chairman Lark buttonholed some folks at Ray Hill's Roast and extracted a couple of checks from some people. That was a worthy endeavor. Yeah. Appreciate that.
I think the mayor, if you want to mention him, he is one of those celebrities that we have, former Mayor Parker, and in that effort, they put $5,000 together for that event between the two of them.
Well, my point was about the LSB and the black...
Well, that was an LSB chair doing that.
But in terms of the LSB as a group coming together to create something to do for KPFT, like a bake sale, a bowling tournament, a golf... Tennis, yes, but no, none of the others. Car wash?
Yes, to you. All right, Adriana?
Two questions. One, did you pay any of the... Did we pay the KPFT paid part of the what they owe for Central Service and PRI?
Not yet, no.
We still owe $50,000.
Correct.
Okay. And the second question, you say here that, but why you raised 113% of your gold in the last pledge? How come we don't have money to pay to the National Hospital?
Because we're catching up on expenses. The goal was a rather small goal. It's not like we rolled in, you know, tens of thousands of extra dollars.
Okay. And the second question that called really my attention.
Raised eight extra thousand.
Okay. You keep insisting every month we have from you that we have, this case is 6,814. In June we have 7,000, more than 7,000 members. But the National Election Supervisor told us that we have 55,763 members, listeners, members. I don't understand why we have such a difference. Because that is the certification from the National Election Supervisor. Mm-hmm. I asked her specifically, and they said June 30, 2016, KPFT had 5,763 members, and that's where the ballot go to. It means that is supposed to be the real numbers, right? If we discount all the duplications and whatever, that's what they said. But you have is the different, totally different number. Why?
Yeah, I think that's a great question for Lynn Serpy. But in throwing that at me, I would say that sounds awfully low. I have heard you throwing around this only 6,000 people number when it's really more like 7 or above, though it's dipped slightly below that right now in all the numbers that I get. I do know that there are several hundred people who might not be, I don't know, does this include both listeners who are getting it and staff who are getting it in your number?
Or is that just... We are talking about the supporters, not the staff. The people that pay the membership.
Members, well, no, members are qualified, as some of you might be, for just donating
more
time.
Than 1,000 people? The NES is here. Do you have the
number? Yes, let's hear from the NES. I think she could give some clarity to these numbers.
Based on the information I received as of June 30th from staff, the numbers after doing the work of taking out duplicate names.
Purging.
Yeah, after cleaning, I guess. And after double-checking, things like that, the number that I submitted to the National Election Supervisor from KPFD was 5,763, and to that number was only added 20 names added to that number, because the 5,763 were paid members, okay? And 20 names were added because they volunteered their time. So the total I submitted was 5,783. Of that, a number of members that were submitted to the NES, then the NES needed to clean out the list because she was putting together the entirety of the paid members and the volunteer members. That does not include staff.
Okay, staff is 200.
That appears to be 1,031 differences between what's published and what was reported.
No, look at us. We got in June 7,000.
Okay, so following through the stat.
No, but
go right ahead and follow
because
up.
Because that's why I asked the question.
You understand.
My problem with that is, wait, we have, according to the bylaws, is the obligation of the general managers to send to the national office every year, at least once a year, because we know that elections are coming, a clean list of membership. Why wasn't happening? Because, you know, the difference is so abysmal that I don't understand that part. And it's part of the obligation of the foundation to have that information.
Well, a clean list in my understanding was what was sent by Robin Lewis on behalf of KPFT to the national office to be used in this process. And,
So that's the discrepancy that we're hearing. LAS, you believe that you cleaned the list that was submitted. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, because I received the list and I was told by Ms. Lewis that it hadn't been cleaned.
Okay.
And so my job was to make sure that obviously there were no duplicate names, there were no, I was given the task of reviewing that list and taking out duplicates and things like that.
So last meeting, our last report we received, the number was at 7,000 plus. In September, it's at 68. So even if we took the 7,000 plus, based on the clean list of 5,783, actually 83 because the 220 were added.
And then add in the staff,
about
a couple hundred more.
Another couple hundred.
Which still won't give us the difference.
Gets you to that 6,000 number that she's been saying.
It doesn't get us to the 7,000 that was previously reported last month, is what I'm looking at now. So I guess what she's saying is 6,814 would be reflective of today. Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of the discrepancy, that's all.
See what the
discrepancy
is, the LSB
doesn't
help.
You have
the you like a parakeet, but that's okay. I just want to finally ask the LES, in your opinion, were you told by the staff member, Ms. Lewis, that the list was clean or not clean?
Not clean.
Okay, thanks. you have any other questions on this? And I do have a staff, but...
And the same goes for the staff list.
And that it was cleaned as well?
No, I was told that that is what they had. Well, Ernesto provided me with a list. Ernesto said, this is what we have. And that's, you know, we have to accept what staff provides us as far as the staff list and as far as the listeners list.
And Dwayne, you were told by the staff member, Ms. Lewis, that it was a clean list?
That was the complete list.
Clean?
No, it was not deduped. That's the job of the elections supervisors.
No, sir.
Your job, we just read the bylaws indicate you're supposed to maintain a clean list. So that's why the discrepancies occur in the first place. It's easier to manage it than it is every 1 or 2 years to go and clean it. So I thank you for your, you kind of cleared it up for me what the discrepancy is. I thank you for that. V?
My question is about the PD search process. I think we had passed a motion to postpone that, so I'm curious what, because you say that you're going to consult with the IED about the search process, so I'm wondering, and about your options, so I'm wondering.
Speak a little louder.
Yeah, if you didn't hear anything, I'm just asking about these two last sentences about the PD search process, because I believe it was last month the LSB passed a motion requesting that you hold off on searching for a new PD.
Well, so far so good on that.
Okay.
But the executive director and I are both in agreement that a fully functional station needs both a general manager and a program director. As much as Ted might, appreciate the fact that I maybe can do both, that's not a solution.
Okay. Are you finished?
I think so.
Bill?
Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, getting back a little bit to something George had sent us out on the email recently is, I'm not sure how we can make this happen, but he suggested having a, and I was going to ask you what your thought was, how we can get together to, just discuss goals, kind of like strategic planning, and how we might can agree, what we can agree on to move forward. Because we spend so much time arguing with each other, frequently over little things, and we don't get a lot done. And clearly, there are some big needs regarding finances and membership and other things like that.
I hate to inform you.
Do you see a way of how we might can move forward on that?
Move it for 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes.
Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay, state your objection.
My objection is that we've already extended it once. Everybody's getting gotcha at this point, and why don't we just move on to the next item and get some business done?
We have extended it twice. There is an objection. Those of you in favor of extending for 15 minutes, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those of you who oppose the motion, please raise your hands. To not extend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion passes.
Motion
fails, I'm sorry. Hey, not to extend. Now, we are at the chairman's report.
Eight.
There will be no chairman's report for the sake of time. I've got one. Nevertheless, we'll go to the committee, standing committees, as it is written. Development. Is there a report out?
She's not here, but I could basically give you the report. And, that is that we had some new people.
Did she submit one online?
I don't know.
I think so.
So you would be reading from her report, or you'd be reading from your member?
No, she didn't prepare a written report. Yeah.
Okay. I allow you to make some comments.
There's not one.
Well, we had some new people show up, and they're interested in doing some new things, like the spoken word and poetry readings that are in the GM's report. So we have people actually working on those things now. So that's kind of where the development committee went.
Sounds good. Budget and finance?
We've made one pass over the initially submitted budget. we went through and approved certain numbers, didn't approve. So those found no suits. We're now in the process of collecting questions for the business manager. I still haven't heard back from my committee members on the questions that we need to assess, and then we would like at that point to invite Markeisha and Dwayne to join us to discuss issues that we have with the budget. That's in process.
So there's no budget
passes yet.
Okay. Facilities and management, governance.
Pass.
Outreach.
Do you want to report on facilities?
I'm the chair of outreach.
Well, we get a written report, as I stated. We don't need to go over that. We can read it. Outreach.
I'm the chair of outreach. We have new volunteers. We focused on getting volunteers to step up for some of the events coming up, like Electrolo, and to begin working on getting more phone volunteers for the coming drive. Those are kind of the two big things coming right up. So. And we were successful in getting at least the group that attended to volunteer for several things. So.
All right. Now we are at technology, management selection and review committee.
This is just for the public knowledge, but we just completed our second consecutive general manager's evaluation.
And you did hear the report out, and I would take this opportunity to address the general manager's request, alluding to the fact that he would like to respond to the manager's evaluation, and I would like to work with you to set a date that would be convenient for you and the board to come together in executive session and have that discussion as soon as possible.
Great. I would request on your request that I be provided a copy of what...
As a matter of fact, I have a copy with your name on it.
Super. I'm right here.
As I stated, it will be an executive session, and only us, the members of the board, and you will be in that session. And I'd like, before you leave tonight, maybe to work the time out with you that would be convenient for you and the board, and we can publish that. I see two hands. Mr. Crozier?
I have a motion, because we never did agenda approval, but I move that I be added as a member of this committee.
Very good. That's awesome. I'm glad you remembered that, because we'll be next month.
You wouldn't be
about you. Do I have any objections to that motion? I don't hear any. I do have a second.
Yes.
Okay. I have no objections. Mr. Crozier, do we need to take care of any other business to approve members of committees? Any committee chairs that need to approve? Okay. Is Teresa?
No,
she's already a member of the finance.
Yes, she is.
Because there was a finance issue.
No.
Okay.
No,
she was the first meeting? She wasn't at the first meeting.
No, she's been missing one.
All right. Now, Hank?
Customarily, when an evaluation is done, there is something akin to a management letter submitted to the person being evaluated for guidance purposes. Has that been done last year or this year?
We don't have any guidance from PMB, or we're going by what the PMB tell us to do. So what you're saying, that is custom for other folk, but it ain't a custom for the Pacifica National Board nor the Pacific Foundation.
That's it.
Okay. Now we are at the special. Oh, man, how did we get this far down? The special. I overlooked it. Go right ahead, sir.
Do we meet this Saturday at the African American Museum at the Gregory School, 10 a.m. till noon?
Where's that?
I sent to the board a document that we modified. It's a skeleton from the United Way on how to do targeted outreach to historically marginalized communities. And with that skeleton, we are going to dig into it and try to put meat on the bones so that we will have specific approaches to reaching out. Robin Lewis gave us a list, a very beginning list of many organizations that fall under the umbrella of anti-racism and diversity. and we'll use that as a starting point to reach out to historically marginalized groups to make them aware of KPFT for all the reasons, money, programming, etc., that we hope will bring them into the Pacifica family. That's what we'll do this Saturday.
And we invite everybody to come.
Of course. Saturday.
All right, now.
Oh, one other thing. If you consider youth to be part of the marginalized community, we had a brief meeting. The person who's the president of the HISD Student Congress, Dwayne Bradley, and I, we met this afternoon, and in a very short amount of time, no specific date yet set, the StuCon radio show will be back on KPFT. I'm done.
All right. Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Well, can I make the suggestion that since we are filling Rourke's programming, that the StuCon show be considered maybe for that block?
Maybe.
Or part of that block.
Nice try.
Too much.
That was that GM question you tried to get out before?
Shouldn't they be
okay,
in school?
Okay, you did
at
get
that
it
time
out. All right.
You have 24 advisors.
Well, it says
one list.
The A through M says collaborate with the LSB to ensure that
I
programming reflects the needs of the community.
Don't put
now,
me there.
Let's get started. You know, we're moving in the right direction when that does happen. We don't have a report from, well, we did public commentary, but the Community Advisory Board, as chair, I'm a bit concerned. The Community Advisory Board seems to be a bit defunct. By CPB, it is one of our critical committees, and I am going to meet with or reach out to the chair of the Community Advisory Board, and if necessary, I will bring forth efforts to repopulate the committee so that we can get it jump started. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we need to remember that there are some rules, and I was checking into that. I cannot say so
pardon?
Many things.
I'm sorry.
Can't hear you.
I was checking. We have the CPB, some of the requirements that members need to that have a maximum to serve that are 2 years. And I think that
we haven't been living up to that.
Most of them are more than 2 years.
Four or five years, yes. So I will be bringing the chair.
Yes.
Not been brought to my attention, but I've noticed here every month for the last 9 months, we've not had a report. We didn't even approve any new members on the committee this year. So I will be doing some fall cleaning. And I hope you will take my lead and support that effort because it is a CPB mandated active committee. And we need to get serious about it.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
The Community Advisory Board has posted on the KPFTX and on the bulletin board at KPFT notice of the meeting to be held on Saturday, October 1st.
All right.
So,
and did it say where?
At KPFT.
Okay. And that would be the first one
that would be
in a while.
I saw them there a few months ago.
You know,
okay. Well, maybe she just hasn't been reporting the activity. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Request for information. Does the manager know, is this the second time they've met this year?
I just know we haven't gotten any reports as to the activity that's going on.
What? What is it? Four times they have to meet?
Quarterly report is what is supposed to be made.
So they're way...
Now, having said that, I'm just putting you on notice. Yes, Bill.
Well, I think they do meet quarterly, and there's only been two quarters of meetings so far. I know. I was at the station when they were meeting a couple of months ago.
The last report.
I don't remember the exact date.
Bill, the last report this committee received was in June or July of 2015. There's
okay.
a lot of quarters.
Well,
in
we need to remind
these,
them
okay?
to send reports then.
There's a lot of quarters in between that. That report is supposed to come to the LSB.
Okay.
All right. Let's be clear.
Thank you.
Now,
questions.
Yes, sir.
Are you in contact with the chair of that committee?
Not in contact. The last contact we had was the last report in June. That's how I remember June of last year. But I have access. I'm going to send an email. I'm going to call and see what's going on. We have communications, open communications.
We know her from a long time back. She strikes me as someone who's responsible and likely to be wanting to do
the job. If you want to go there, I think she's like many KPFTers, many board members, many former board members. She's tired and she's discouraged. Just so I know what's going on. But I do know the population of the committee is stale, and that it's our responsibility to make sure that the committee is populated properly and that members can't be there for life. And that's what's been going on. I haven't managed it as chair very well.
No, point of information. Yes. Mr. Tim, I don't remember his last name.
Dowd.
But Tim O'Dowd, yeah, Tim O'Dowd had gotten ill. And so his partner, Marianne Martinez, who is head of the seat of the cab, I guess effectively retired. And that's why.
Well, we are subjugated. And we are supposing, I'll have that conversation. I'll have a report for you. Yeah. I do expect, because of CPB requirements, as chair of this board, you all must agree that it is required by CPB to be an active committee, and we need to have the reports on file so that we can prove to the CPB that it has been an active committee. And if we need to repopulate it, we need to re-chair it, we're going to do it. All right. Do you have something to add, Madam?
Like I said, I mean,
we'll clear up the rules and who's supposed to be where and how long they're supposed to be with the next meeting.
I have already all the meetings and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know that CPB funding is, what is it, $150,000 a year? That's quite a bit.
It's zero now.
Of course, but if we ever get it back, we have to do a lot of requirements.
They're gonna.
Say again, we can't hear back here.
We want that $150,000 a year to come back to us that we've been missing for the last 2 years. So we need to get the community advisory board back together, meeting, and they need to, they're behind on
the point of information.
We've been discussing the
not just that, a lot of other
the
rules.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which Pacifica, not KPFT, lost the funding. Collectively, KPFT and other stations were cited for reasons why the funding was lost. So all of us, each station, must make sure we're diligently following CPB from now. So we're not gonna get the money from 13 or 14, probably, or 15. So we need to clean up and be right to get some money for 16 or 17. Correct.
An example is today. Dwayne, I think that somebody make a mistake today. You know, we candidates cannot call even when some of them violate the rules. I mean, we cannot call the listeners, you know, we cannot call the station. But this morning, during Open Journal, you were not there, Dwayne, they give the wrong information. They said that the local elections, the LSB will meet at 7. Then I know that it's not, because it was posted in KPFT, was posted in the Pacifica calendar. Then I call, and because I know that it's important for the CPB. Then I call, and they pick up the phone, and I explain, and I said, please correct the information, because you are giving information that is not correct. That is jeopardizing our CPB compliance. But obviously nobody did it. I mean, those little details, you know, need to be pay attention to.
Yes.
Yes,
fair elections. That's an open archives. And when will the manager make sure that the campaign forms, the on-air candidate forms, will be posted correctly? Because if one's looking for them, they will never find it posted. So they have to just keep punching about the times that they thought it was played. I mean, just saying, an update.
When will we get a PD?
This was preempted. And there were some two deletions on one of the candidate forms. Would the manager please put back whatever was deleted?
Well, let's ask the manager, since you are
I'm sorry, but where on the agenda are we? I thought the manager's report was extended for like a half an hour, and that we're actually getting somewhere.
You're absolutely right, Dwayne. That item that Ms. Cybrian Nartome is referring to is not an agenda item, and it's not and the purview of what we were discussing right now. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. We are now at the old unfinished business, which we...
Oh, no, there's one more item on there.
Don't have it.
Hello, Wayne.
I'm looking at the Community Advisory Board Committee of Inclusion. I don't believe they have a report. And the Ad Hoc Committee on Program Council.
That's me.
Go ahead.
So, the history of this is that PMB approved that there should be a program council in which was jointly made up of listeners, LSB members, and staff, elected by themselves, the LSB members elected by the LSB, and the listener members elected in conjunction with the general manager recommendations. So basically, some agreement as to how that was going to happen. The discussions here, it was approved essentially unanimously, I think it was unanimously, that we should do that here. The objection was made, the ultimate negotiations, they eventually founded on Ernesto's refusal to allow the staff members of the program council to be elected by the staff. He wanted to pick them. Sort of a little out of where we intended the program council, how we wanted it to function. So Ernesto's gone now. We don't have a program director. I still think the program council is a good idea. I think some of the tensions around programming would be alleviated if people felt that they were, A, they had a voice, and B, they were being listened to and responded to. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole purpose. So I guess I'm asking for direction from the board as to where you want to go with this.
Well, since this has been for some time now, why don't we populate the community tonight?
No, we
can't. Point of information, is the manager okay with this?
There's a PNB motion, as I understand, Mr. Ryder, you can confirm this.
Yes.
There's a PNB motion that's been undermined, already approved, authorizing such a committee for each station. We have been, lack of a better word, not following that directive. We have the authorization. I'd like to hear objections to anyone who believe that we should not populate this committee tonight.
Well, to be fair, it hasn't been populated at any of the other stations.
Right. Okay.
And last I was talking with Wayne, it was not him. He can speak for himself now. So he wants to do about it. It was actually Ernesto that was the problem. I just didn't want to do it.
But I'm saying you said you wanted some direction, and as chair, I've been trying to give some direction, including supporting you to get this thing done. And the reality is that if the premise by which you've just discussed. The staff will choose. The LSB will choose. What precludes this LSB from choosing?
Nothing.
Can you name that committee again?
Program committee.
Program council.
Program council. Pro is the same thing. Program committee. Yes, ma'am.
We already, the board authorized Dr. Ryder to be in talks with the managers. To start the process.
1 minute left.
One that they start the process, the general manager, if the general manager disagrees, you can, you know, and then, because you have the motion, I have it somewhere, but we cannot choose that way.
What do you have as far as what is written, how we must choose? Present that, please.
Right.
I'm on a point.
I'd acknowledge you after this point is settled.
Okay.
We've dealt with this for months now, and it just simply don't make any sense to me to continue kicking the can down the road.
There was a question of how many people would be on it, so it was either going to be three or two. Either going to be a six-member council or a nine-member council.
You defer to him, now you disagreeing with him?
At this point, there's no agreement with the program director, because there isn't a program director.
And that's,
I don't know where Dwayne is on it, to tell you the truth. But... As far as electing members to that?
From the LSB.
The LSB basically takes nominations and has an STV election that just saying there would be anything else?
Well, we'll set that for the next meeting. I put that on the agenda for the next meeting. Perfect. All right, we're out of that. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make a motion.
Speak louder, please.
I would like to make a motion to move 10D up to before 10A.
Okay. 10D is Nancy Sapper, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read 10D, the motion that has been requested to move up. The motion is, the body of the motion is 10D. Nancy Sapper Naotomi's motion on enforcement of bylaws that George Ryder take leave of the KPFT LSB on for 2 years of the date this motion passes. Nancy, would you like to, well, first off, are there any objections to moving this motion up?
Yeah, I object.
Okay, state your objection, sir.
Well, the objection is there's no urgency for this. That's one objection. So it's going to be taking precedence over other things. There would be some urgency. The other is this board has no authority to take me off the board for 2 years. There is nothing in the bylaws that says you can do that. The third thing is the reasons for taking me off are bogus. They're ex post facto application of a rule that was changed after the actions that I did took place. So for all of those reasons, I don't think it should be moved up.
Thank you, sir. Nancy, would you like to motivate your motion,
yes,
and then I'll hear
like
from
the
minister.
I'd like to submit a substitute motion.
Was there a second, by the way?
He's already
the motion has already been on the agenda, sir, for months.
Well, it still has to be seconded.
It's always been approved. This has been approved 15 times.
I don't think we ever got to it.
Every time you approve the agenda, which is last month's agenda. Go ahead, sir. Oh, ma'am.
Yeah, I'd like to submit a substitute motion, which I've already sent to everybody.
Would you read that substitute motion?
I'm looking for it. Oh,
here. Loudly? Very loudly. Oh, you need my big mouth to read. It comes in handy sometimes.
Motion to enforce Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Section 8, passed by Pacifica and unanimously passed by this KPFD LSB in December of 2015, concerning the limited 6-year tenure, which must be followed by 12 consecutive months break. Concerning LSB staff member George Ryder, who has been on the LSB board for at least 8 years and 4 months. The first year, December 2007 to 2008. The second year, December 2008 to 2009. The third year, December 9 to 2010, with a break of 4 months from January 2011 to May 2011, a break of 4 months because he was then I won the election and was a runner-up. Then came back on the fourth year, May 2011 to May 2012, fifth year, May 2012 to 2013, sixth year, May 2013 to May
point of
2014.
Order.
Lack of
no,
required
sir.
12.
This hasn't been moved up on the agenda.
You should let her read the thing.
I'm
please, sir.
It.
I've told you this agenda has been approved several times.
Like long time ago.
It's 10D.
Seventh year, May 2014 to May 2015. Eighth year, May 2015 to May 2016. And from May 2016 to September this month. That's 4 months. So 8 years and 4 months, is that right?
Maybe. So the gist of your motion is that Mr. Ryder has not taken the 12 months off in between successions.
This bylaw amendment passed last December unanimously by this board. Does not say starting from now. It doesn't say we're going to do this from now. It just says it must be a 12
we've heard
consecutive month break. Okay, I'm going to read the rest of it.
Okay.
And to immediately replace this LSB vacancy by the next runner-up, staff Robert Garner, who was denied his democratically elected right for 1 year and 3 months, and to immediately replace the vacancy of representation on the Pacifica National Governance Committee, which denied Pacifica members the democratically elected right of KPFT representation for 2 years and 3 months. For reference, and then it's the bylaw amendment.
And you'd like to speak to that motion, ma'am?
I second.
No, I just wanted to speak to Rudy about what she did last night.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the motion. You've heard objections to the motion. You've heard the motivation for the motion. Are there any other speakers? Okay, let's limit it to 1 minute for time. I'll start with Hank.
Well, he did in fact have a break there of the 4 months, and then as a result of somebody resigning, he was brought on, which is a matter of our bylaws, fulfilling the seat with George Ryder, not George Ryder trying to take up the time. Then he was asked to stay on an additional year by the Pacifica National Board, which was not of his own doing at all, but by the Pacifica National Board, because none of Pacifica adhered to the bylaws and held elections for 2 years. So it seems a little disingenuous at this point to raise this when it could have been raised at any of those times. And in his 4 month period, had he been already at 6 years consecutive, they could have asked for that. They could have asked for that when the PMB asked him to stay on another year. But to do it now is just a matter of politics to amplify the majority, and we all know that.
We do. Next.
Request for information.
Yes.
Are we voting on whether to move this up, or are we voting on the motion in its substance?
We're actually voting on the motion of its substance.
No.
No.
We
voted to move it up.
Well, why were you motivating it then?
Because you asked her to.
Because I was understanding you had a motion that was live, and we were voting on the live motion. Now you've come up with a new motion. Is that what you're saying?
No, a substitute motion.
Okay.
No, point of order?
Yes.
I think that the point here, let me see if I understand it correctly. We have a motion to move this motion, move it up. The body need to approve it. It's not discussing the merit of the motion. It's discussing if we are moving that up or not.
Well, let's get to that business.
Question.
Though,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Point of information. Question, which is a question. And that is, do we need to have a vote on the acceptance of the substitute motion?
No. We're voting on whether to move the motion up. Those in favor of moving the motion up, please raise your hands.
Excuse me. We're up to discussion. Point of order. Some of us are still in the stack.
There was no stack.
Yes, there was. I had my hand up.
There was no stack on moving this motion up.
I had my hand up off on that.
Well, you were not acknowledged.
Well,
you might have had your hand up, but the fact of the matter is, we're in the middle of a motion. That motion was discussed. He motivated it. He objected to it. You heard some additional comments about it. So the bottom line is,
That's not the
LSB. So when can I speak?
We are at a vote of those in favor of the motion. Please raise your hands. Those in favor of moving the motion up, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Motion carried.
Doesn't it?
I'm sorry, it does not carry.
It does not. Yeah, because it's 10-6 and it's required 2/3. Right?
Yes.
Did you confirm that?
We didn't approve the agenda tonight, so...
Yes. No. Oh, yes. Shit.
This agenda we're operating from is the previous agenda that has already been approved. This is a previous agenda that we're operating from.
Well,
you can move it. You vote to move, but you vote not to move it. It's your prerogative to move an item on an agenda.
We need an approval.
No one objected to moving this agenda for the last hour and a half. So all of a sudden, you have a problem with the agenda. You're out of order.
So it's not moving.
Can we hold the vote again?
No. The motion did not pass, according to.
No, it did not pass.
It didn't pass.
Point of order.
10-6.
10-6 doesn't pass.
Right.
Didn't y'all say that it requires 2/3? Do I need to
look
it up?
Correct.
We didn't approve the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. I would like to make a motion that this be put on the next item agenda as the first item of discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Hearing.
Second.
Ma'am.
We have a motion on the floor. We cannot keep flying motion.
The motion on the floor was not moved up. The next night, I call for the orders of the day, Mr. Chair, which would be Hank Lamb's motion.
Second.
I'm sorry, it's not. It's a day for a fundraising event on September 25th, which would seem to be more urgent than any of this.
Yeah.
No, that was ruled out of order because September 25th conflicts with Electrolux, so that's not even going to be discussed.
What is on the day our
agenda? So
well,
we can
pick another date.
To have a date.
Yes.
Yes. We pick another day.
Considering what time it is, and we have to pay extra, yeah, we continue to stay here. I've moved to
Y'all have had a 4-hour meeting, and you normally have a 3-hour meeting. So, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion to adjourn. This meeting is over.